Thank you, Sarah. We've just got enough time to have two stories from the evening news.
You might be a fan of park run or simply love jogging by the river, but Norwich's runners were treated to a 5 kilometre with a difference. Gung Ho, a 5 kilometre running event complete with an inflatable obstacle course and water slide arrived in the city's Earlham Park. The event at the University of East Anglia saw participants run, jump and bounce across 10 giant inflatable obstacles as it was held in Norwich for the first time. Gung Ho is open to all, from the seriously fit to those looking for some serious fun. And while the day started out with showers, the sun came out by midday, with runners cooling off as they skidded down the giant water slide that finished off the course.
Is Norwich about to become the next Notting Hill? That is the question posed by a London nightclub owner and gallerist who has been eyeing up the fine city to see if it is cool enough to be the new somewhere else. Alex Proud, writing for the Sunday Times, headed to Norwich by train because he had been hearing rumours that Norwich is having a moment, muscling in on hip and happening forerunners such as Notting Hill, Brighton, Shoreditch, Dalston, Peckham, Walthamstow, Deptford and Margate. Mr. Proud gave Norfolk's capital the once-over across a weekend that included taking in Elm Hill, Cathedral Close, the lanes, pubs, restaurants and cafes. He highlighted the low average age of people in Norwich, the arty vibe, the relatively low average house prices and the beautiful buildings. The bicycle shop cafe on St Benedict Street got special praise for serving everything from hot mixology cocktails to Eggs Benedict. He added, some of the other positive indicators are a nice compact centre and tourist potential. I think Norwich gets this right. The city centre is attractive, but not so unspoilt that it's chocolate box pretty like Bath. It's also a decent size and has a kind of critical mass. So here's what Norwich reminds me of. It feels a bit like one of those sizeable northern towns that is far enough away from London so that it doesn't have to wait for trends to arrive from the capital. It reminds me of Cambridge without being a global tourism brand. It reminds me of handsome French provincial cities. It reminds me of Bristol. And yes, it reminds me of a Notting Hill that now exists only as a kind of London folk memory. That's all from Don and I. Now it's over to Jane Pratt and Robin Quine for the next part of Chatterbox.